everyone, and welcome back to the Red String Society. Today's episode is going to be a little different, as we are going to be talking about our podcast a little bit for the Arkansas Scholastic Press Association judges. We are so excited to share this with you guys, and we hope you enjoy. So, to start it off, my name is Emily, and I am one of the editor-in-chiefs. I am also the podcast editor, and I'm a writer, and I absolutely love newspaper. It's given me such an awesome outlet to get to express myself.
Hey guys, I'm Sophia. I'm a junior right now, so next year I'll be a senior. I am a podcast and photo editor in training for next year. I also do the social media for the Register to create a bigger audience for our paper. I try posting a lot of cool things going on at the school, or like just fun holidays that's happening in the month. Whenever we write our scripts, I get my inspiration from my friends and coworkers, just because I like to know what they would want to hear in a podcast of like what we're doing. Also, whenever we do podcast, Emily or I would write the script and then we would switch for editing.
Yeah. I get a lot of my information from a book I found at Barnes & Noble. I love to read. And when I found this book, I was like, oh my goodness, I have to get it. It was $10 and it's all about these unsolved conspiracy theories. So our podcast is mainly conspiracy theories, unsolved murders, and serial killers. And it's super awesome, and I love this book, and I use it when we do a lot of, like, unsolved, like, conspiracies that, you know, could have happened, and there's a lot of good proof to prove that they probably did happen. And this book goes all the way back to, like, the ancient Egyptians, and so it's really awesome to kind of get to read all about that. And so it's just so amazing. And I think that this podcast has given both of us a really awesome opportunity to just express ourselves and kind of dive deeper into things that really interest us. And Ms. Vest has been super supportive in letting us do this, and we're so thankful for her. She is the greatest advisor that we could ask for.
I'm really glad I joined newspaper just because Ms. Vest is what makes this really good for me. She's a mom figure at school, and I feel like a lot of us need a mom figure at school just because school can get stressful. And Ms. Vest is just there for us if we ever need her, which is really nice. And for the paper, she isn't strict on what we do. She would tell us if it's bad, but she wouldn't stop us from doing whatever we want. And I think that's a very good advisor thing to do, just because we can express ourselves more and not be limited to certain things.
Yeah, honestly, it's just such an amazing opportunity, and she's really created a safe zone for all of us. And I think that all of us are just so happy that she has, and it's really brought a lot of opportunities into our lives. And she's really just been so encouraging to us. And I think that's really one of the main reasons that we started this podcast, was because it started as an idea. And when Sophia heard about it, she was like, that's something I want to do. And it has started a really amazing friendship between the two of us.
That is true. I love her dogs.
And I love Sophia so much.
I love Emily too, I guess.
My dogs are better than you though. So it's
great. Facts. Your dogs.
Great. They're so cute. But yeah, it's so amazing, and it's created this really awesome friendship between us, and I'm so sad that I'm going to be leaving.
It's okay. I'll visit you.
And I'll visit here. I won't be going that far.
Yeah,
so it's
okay. So I can just visit.
But I think I will be coming back on some future episodes, because this has really kind of opened up a new door for me that I love doing podcasting, and I would love to continue to do it even after I leave. And it's just, I love it so much, and I can't wait to
see what this has in store for us.
Exactly. And I think that we both are very grateful for the time that this has given us. And if you would like to check out some of our other episodes where we actually talk about, you know, serial killers and unsolved murders, please go check those out. Our latest one is on the dating game killer.
Yes, because it's February, so Valentine's Day.
Yeah, so we naturally had to do one about love. And so please go check those out. They're so amazing. And we want to thank you so much for listening and for giving us a chance. And we hope you enjoyed. All right, this is Red String Society, signing off.